you know, it's a sad news. I knew him as a fighter since he has been discovered with a brain tumor. He was, you know, trying to do his best fighting this this tumor. We had expectation that, you know, he could come out being healed from that, but unfortunately, we got the news this afternoon. He was a huge talent, a huge person, a tall person, but he was tall on, I may say, on everything. Good person, good heart, ready to help, ready to advise, to support. We just miss a great champion right there.
As you said, he was a good person on and off the basketball court. We understand he was involved in a lot of things in the Democratic Republic of Congo, not just basketball. What can you tell us about some of the things he was doing?
Yeah, a couple years ago, he built up a huge clinic, an hospital in Kinshasa. It's located in a suburban place. Hospital was so well equipped and in an environment where, I may say, low-income people used to stay. So this was a huge support for the population that was starving to get access to good medicine support. But besides that, he helped a lot through his foundation. He just built another facility, a school, this one education, for more than 1,000 kids in Kasai, where his father was born. They, you know, left us with a tremendous souvenir because he was ready to help, ready to put his hand in his pocket and come out with the support that we were looking for. And like I said, it's a huge mess. And I hope that his family, brothers and sisters could, you know, they support this this moment. We knew that he was sick, but, you know, nobody was thinking that he was going, you know, to pass away that quick. But once again, I praise God for what he did. I have a very good memory. It was really a nice person, and I hope the Lord will welcome him and give him a best place.
As you said, he left us with a lot of souvenirs. My souvenir of him is me standing next to him looking like a dwarf when I took a photo with him in Washington, D.C. He was a great man. He was always willing to, it didn't matter who you were, he stood by you and he took a photo with you.
That's true. You know, every single of us, you may think that you were taller. I remember the last time we met in Atlanta. We took a picture when it was home. I was with the president of our country because he invited us in Atlanta. And we had a dinner at his home. That was, I think, the last time we met together. And I just remember, you know, his huge smile with his raw voice. It's a sad moment, but, you know, that's part of life. We, all of us, have to face that, and we have to get ready for it.